Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Mike Shope.
Hey. Put a little bit. I never get this line out the first time. It's not even good. Hey, put a little bit more in there, cowboy.
And the bulldog.
What's your degree in?
Kicking ass and taking names.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
You are 15 seconds away from me locking that door. I was going to lock the door.
I was talking. Thank you, Tim. I was talking to the bosses. So if you want an excuse, I mean.
I was ready. I was going on the chairs, the Q-tips. I was going on. Like, where is he? It's got to be the chairs or the Q-tips.
Yeah. I was sitting in the boss's office, and about 30 seconds ago, I said, what time is it? And he said, 3 o'clock. I said, seriously? He said, yep. I'm like, okay. And I ran.
Who asks anymore what time is it?
Well, I left my phone behind. I wasn't going on what I thought would be a lengthy field trip.
So we don't have clocks. We're like a casino down there.
Right. So
I
didn't have my phone with me, and there was not a clock in view, so I asked.
You know what? Actually, I'm not sure I've ever thought about this. Like, the newsroom has a big clock. We're right sort of diagonal. 10 o'clock from where I'm sitting. Hi, Twitch. Hive. YouTube, right 9 to 10 o'clock from where I'm sitting, there's a big clock. So every time I'm walking toward the studio, I can look and see what time it is. Which, you know, sometimes
that can be useful. Sure.
Shouldn't our newsroom though have like all the clocks with the different time zones?
Oh gosh, yes.
Shouldn't every newsroom,
yes,
worth its salt,
right,
have the clocks with like L.A., Tokyo, London, Dubai?
I want a Hong Kong in here.
Throw a Hong Kong in there. I don't know how many clocks we could afford, but there's like a little bit of space. We have TVs over there and cubicles.
And some of them actually play television, I think.
Well, I mean, the one guy's always playing Minecraft. But the other ones, like, there's room for 4 or 5 clocks easily. We should have that.
Got to get on that.
Worth its salt, whatever that means.
Yeah.
We should have clocks.
Well, it's because the company's too busy paying for our draft special.
Today is the draft special. It's not. It's the pre-draft special.
Oh, I keep getting that wrong.
Today is the pre-draft special.
Try a little harder.
It's like the Oscars. All your favorites are going to drop in.
Did you get a hat?
Yeah. Jeremy, Joe, Nate, Sal. I got a hat. Don't worry about me.
The boss brought me a blue and gold hat that I liked a lot, but it was fitted. And he said, "Is that going to fit you? It's a medium to large." I'm like, I made a show of putting on my head and squeezing it onto my head. And he went, "Oh, okay." I'm like, "Yeah, no."
What is your head size?
7 3/4.
So is mine.
I took it off very slowly. I said, I just got to be honest, I'm never going to be able to wear this hat. And I handed it back to him. And then he came and brought me this one, which is adjustable.
25 years. Yeah. Maybe they'll know someday. We have
giant heads.
The same hat size.
Giant heads, yes.
Yeah.
Should we not talk about the draft until 4? Is
Absolutely
that the point of
not.
Of the pre-draft special?
Make them wait. Keep them hanging, buddy. This is where you say, what else do you want to talk about? And I go, I don't know.
I have a question, though. It is about the draft.
All right.
If I'm in trouble,
yeah.
Tomorrow's Good Friday. Nobody's going to be here. There's nobody going to be here tomorrow. I'm not worried. I'll take my chances.
Nobody's going to be here tomorrow. There will be people in this room doing a show before our show. So note to self, don't get here too early.
That's right. That's right. How that Nobody's going to be at the stadium either.
I thought about taking the day off tomorrow, but I couldn't do it. I couldn't do it.
Why?
I just had time off. I just didn't want to, I don't know.
Joe Goodberry.
Didn't want to. Plus Joe Goodberry, right.
Sammy P.
But like Good Friday is a good, the times I've had that day off, I really enjoy it. Because I'm a Broadway Market guy. I will go, usually I go early Saturday morning for Easter and get like, you know, a bunch of baked goods and anything else that we may need. When I'm hosting, there's usually more to it. I'm not this year, but I still got to go get some stuff. And the times I've done that on Good Friday in the afternoon when I've been off, because I go at 6 in the morning on a Saturday, I'm one of the first people that walks in the door. And so I get in and out of there fast. Friday at 3 o'clock, say our showtime, it is belly buttons to you know what's. I mean, it's just packed. But there's a vibe. Like that feels good to me to be in that part of the city and have so many people in one place. It just feels really cool. And there's a couple old gin mills a stop and have a Jenny. And I gotta sound like my parents when I'm talking about going
whatever
to the Broadway
the belly
market.
Button line is to gin mills yeah. to
so,
what?
I thought about doing that, but I decided instead to come here and be with you.
I never feel younger than sitting in here with you right before Easter.
Right. Butter lambs, gin mills.
What?
Kielbasa.
What is any of this?
Yeah. Anyway, what was your draft question? Sorry, I mean to sidetrack.
Jeremy is one of our guests today.
Who?
Jeremy. And he had a conversation yesterday. His show was kind of about yesterday trading up. What do you think about that? In general or specific to this year? Would this be... I am not for trading up, like, ever. As a rule, as a philosophy. I don't want to... I think suckers trade up. You traded up for Elam, all right? I think suckers... You traded up for Allen, I should say. right. I think suckers trade up. The Saints trade up every year. How's that going? In the NFC South, they can't win a game. Suckers trade up. Not to...
Josh Allen.
Slant the question.
No, I fine. Sucker. I mean, I'm the one. I had action in the NHL last night. It was a 5-leg parlay, and I lost the last leg. That's me. That's my. I'm a sucker.
That's like, not the same thing.
Well, sure, but it's a bet that doesn't have great odds, and that's a part of the problem I think with trading up, because if you stay where you are or even move back, you're getting more shots at it. That whole theory. I've never been as against it as you. I'm not as against the whole. The whole sitting down trying to get to know guys, which I think some people like yourself think can, and I recognize that it can mislead you, but I still would want to do that. I would want to trust that I am going to get a read on whether I trust you or not.
Do you know that there are at least two NFL teams that don't do any visits?
Yes.
The Rams and the Jaguars.
Yeah.
The Rams for years, the Jaguars' new guy is from the Rams. He's like, yeah, we're not going to talk to anybody. Nobody's coming in. No visits. None of this. None of this nonsense. All it does is distract you.
Yep.
So
no, I always knew that, because when my kid was eligible for the NHL draft and only like one NHL team had ever talked to him, I always just kind of thought, well, maybe somebody just pick him.
Yeah, no, that's a good thing.
Maybe somebody just pick him. Maybe they watched him. Yeah, I know people have been watching him. Maybe somebody just pick him.
Who was the team?
I don't want to say.
Okay. So anyway,
Toronto
trading up. The Bills have done a lot of it. I want to say about this year that it sounds like this draft is different and we've said this a lot. We've heard it a lot. Once you get to a certain point, not far into the draft, everybody's kind of the same for a long time. Maybe picks 10 to 50 are all kind of worth the same.
Yep.
The quarterbacks aren't good. The running backs are, which is the same thing, because you don't want to draft the running back so early, so that's... You know, complicated. The wide receivers are maybe not so much. Lots of linemen and corners and stuff. Oh, my. So is that a condition where trading up might be better because it might be cheaper?
Well, it what kind of trading up are we talking about?
I'm asking, how high would you want to go? I think one point that's worth making here is Brian Thomas from last year. And I was fully against the idea of trading up for Brian Thomas. One, never do it. Two, especially not for a quarterback, in parentheses, you know, unless a quarterback. One, never do it. Two, but all these other receivers. And I think that still holds. I mean, Thomas was amazing, but McConkey was close to that. And then, you know, Coleman, Worthy, Pearsall, Leggett, et cetera.
Right, and it's convenient to look back now that Thomas turned out to be the best of the litter, really. Malik Nabers exists, so I'll slow down.
He had a better rookie year than Marvin Harrison Jr.
But as far as anyone the Bills had a look at, right? Like, they had no, there was no way they were going from, where were they last year, 28? There was no way, yeah, 28. There's no way they were going from there to the Odunze zone, right? I mean, I liked thinking about it, but, you know, Nabers,
no,
just wasn't going to happen. Thomas was a little more possible because you expected that to be in the teens, and that's where it ended up being, right? What was he?
23.
23 even, okay.
With their own pick.
So,
eventually.
But, you know, you didn't know that he was going to be the best one, so I don't know that I was eager to do it last year. I despite the plateau in this draft, I've never been as against it as you are. What can I get for a fourth round pick? Is that like the Kincaid price, right? Or the Elam price? I move up a couple spots and it's going to cost me one of my fours.
I think that was exactly the cost for both of those.
Okay. Then
two spots up for a fourth.
I don't mind that, because as much as I'm going to sit out here and look at all these guys as being relatively the same, you know, I feel like the people that do the work are going to have, got, you know, they're going to eliminate certain guys, they're going to favor certain guys, and that's not necessarily going to match up with whatever, and I think this year is harder than ever to have any kind of consensus, if there ever really even is one. You know, if Brandon Bean... there's a guy that they feel like is just that much better, I'm all right spending a fourth round pick to move from 30 to 27 or something, if that's feasible. I'm not going to be throwing a fit.
You would trade a fourth to do that?
Yeah.
That's what you have.
Yeah. Yeah. If that can facilitate that, which
it's,
I think
so bad.
The other examples, you know, point out that it is, then I would consider doing that.
With, you would do it, even.
Yeah.
With respect to everybody who, quote, does the work, when do we sort of acknowledge that that isn't really that meaningful? I mean, it's your team, you're putting your name on it, this is the guy I like, etc. That's what it is. That's what the Bills have done lots of times. I don't know how often they've... Kincaid was also a trade-up. Like, all right. You couldn't have just let... Even if that was going to happen, let Dallas pick Kincaid and then pick Laporta... Or Michael Mayer, like, don't we know? Don't we know yet at pick 30 that I think the best argument against, the best argument for trading up this year is a point you've made and that Sal has made, which is that you already have 10 draft picks and they're not all going to make the team.
Right.
But I already know that. Like, I would, there's no way all 10 rookies make the team. That's a given. So what I want to do is have the most shots at guys that can. And if that's 15 picks and that's 15 picks, that may not be, you know, economical, but I don't need to get under 10. I think, though, the way the Bills could justify it is 3/5, right? 2/4, one high, one low. You spend one on the proverbial get your guy move. Like, that's what's happened. That's what Elam was. That's what Kincaid was. And, you know, if you like how that's gone, then, you know, let's go. Game on. But, come on. Defensive line, corner. Maybe, here's another maybe where, again, I would never do this, but you get to a point where you've got a list of corners that are in a tier, not including Travis Hunter. You've got whatever, Amos, Hairston.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
The Will. I always forget it. Seven Johnson. Letters. Will Johnson. I should remember the name Johnson, you'd think.
I think he's at the top of that.
Baron. So Evan Silva put Jahdae Barron of Texas at the 105 in his mock draft. And there's like huge odds against that. Mm-hmm. But he's another one that maybe goes before you. So you've got a list and you really think that there's a drop off after that and you need that position. So, all right. That's where you go.
But this is the thinking that got them in trouble with Elam.
That's right. The Chiefs took McDuffie and I better do this now. Dalton Kincaid for me is in a tier of his own, even though he never worked out. He had one good college game. He's in a tier of his own over LaPorta and Mayer. I gotta get Dalton Kincaid. I gotta trade up and do that. This is what gets you into trouble. And it's drafting for need, right? What do the Ravens always do? Never this. The Bills traded with the Ravens in one of those two. Maybe that was Kincaid. when the Ravens picked.
I don't remember.
The Ravens traded down with Buffalo and drafted. That's the Elam pick.
You're the one that hates this so much. I expect you to have this stuff memorized.
Linderbaum. They drafted their starting center the pick, traded down from Buffalo. Like, they'll just take whoever the best guy is. Teams always, you had this yesterday. Teams always say they do that.
Right.
They don't.
No.
The Bills have a need at corner. They'll draft a corner because they have to. Maybe. Maybe they don't have to. We'll see. It's a week away.
Right.
But I kind of think that that's likely to happen.
Yeah.
Defensive tackle is close to that.
Well, all of this, I mean, maybe it's been a while since we've taken this conversation out for a spin, but I have never liked the notion of just subscribing to whatever version of groupthink the consensus is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and a part of that is selfish. I mean, I have this job, and if the Bills draft out of a book, if all the teams draft out of a book, then what am I doing with the people who are making the choices? There's nothing interesting about that. It's like baseball when it's not mechanical anymore. It's all math, right? I'm taking away this, I'm taking away that, and it's kind of boring. We got to change that back. Like, it's some version of that. I mean, I'm exaggerating probably just to make the point. I like the people putting their names on it, and I like them sticking out. I want to do this because I want to have a way to talk about you and ultimately judge you fairly or unfairly. I want to have an opinion about the choices that you have made. And if you don't ever do anything interesting, then I don't know, I'm bored. You know, like furthermore, if I were the person in charge, I would be so arrogant to think I'm going to know the difference. That I have this job, I'm going to sit with you, and I'm going to decide, Luther Burden, whether I trust you or not.
And okay.
And I might be wrong, but I'm going to do it.
I love both of these takes, but you really want to support that?
Yeah.
You really want to support the Bills should trade up because the GM is arrogant about his confidence in players being good. Like, that's right. The Ravens are boring because they draft Kyle Hamilton. Like, they're not really boring because they draft Kyle Hamilton, and they're efficient. I love this. I love counter. I love contrarian. You're all gonna have your Bill James handbook out.
If you want to pick and choose successful picks from every team that doesn't trade up, I mean, have your fun, straw man. I just don't care. I'm going to take my chance. I'm going to shoot my shot.
Okay.
That's how I want to do it.
So where does that leave you here then?
I'm all right if they move up a couple spots. I don't want to move up. I don't want to spend a day two pick to move up because I think that would be nuts. I think I need players that are going to help me right away. Fourth round pick, maybe I get Christian Benford. I mean, it's even earlier. Maybe I get someone that can eventually help me, but my expectations are lower and I've got more than one of those. So I'm all right flipping one of those to move up because I really like this corner or this receiver or this whatever, right? So I've never had a big problem with it. And like, this goes all the way back to, I don't know if this lines up with your recollections, but I feel like maybe Reggie Ragland was one of the first times we really got into arguing about this point. And I was like, fine, whatever. They moved up 3-5. I don't care.
I know. Well, you should have.
And I know. Well, sure. I know how it turned out, but.
No, you should have. No. See, there's your straw man right back at you. It's not about how it turned out. It's about what the value of the position was, where you're going in the draft. They traded a fourth or two fourths to move up 5 spots in the second round for an inside linebacker. Like, that was, you got into Watkins yesterday. Like, that's all fair. You were right. Drafting Watkins was madness. Trading up to draft Watkins
that high,
was madness.
For sure.
Trading
a quarterback, yeah,
with Ragland is like more drunk. That was even more drunk.
Oh, see, like, I don't even care about it. I really don't. It never bothered me.
But it should have.
Because it's fourth round. Don't tell me what should have. I don't care. I didn't care then. I don't care now. If they want to trade a fourth round pick to move from 30 to 28, 26, I'm all for it.
That's different, though. That's sort of by the math. Trading a fourth, what is it, pick 108, the second fourth, by the draft tech chart, that's 2 spots in the first round. If you want to trade, that's what Elam was. That's what Kincaid was. That's by the math. The Ragland thing was not. And the position. You're not doing this. for a linebacker, I think.
Probably not.
We're talking about, hopefully, corner, or maybe even wide receiver, but I doubt it, based on this draft. Maybe not defensive tackle, unless it's like Kenneth Grant, and you feel like that's again, that's the trap.
Right.
This is the guy I have to have. And Elam was not the guy they had to have. That's not hindsight. It's just like, that was right to say then. The Ragland point was right to make then. The Watkins point was right to make then. This is not good. This is not good drafting. And I know Watkins obviously predates Bean and McDermott. Well, fun. We should drive this car more often. Like, moving up can be defended.
I feel like, you know, you did mention it at the outset of this conversation. They moved up for Josh Allen. And there is an exception there. And I haven't always, like, there have been times where I've, no, you know what? It's mostly been peer pressure. I've never cared about moving up, really. And I within reason, like, I don't want to, I mean, I don't know what is going on in the world, but I heard Chris and Maddie, who's sitting in for Chris Brown today, addressing that they had taken calls about moving up to get Abdul Carter or something in this draft. And I'm like,
what?
I don't know. Like, no, that's insanity. Like, if someone even wanted what it would cost to do that, I do not want to give that much away, right? But moves that cost me Saturday picks, I never really care about. I kind of treat those like, I don't know, like gambling winnings almost. I know they're not, but I just don't, like, whatever.
Coming from you, that's...
I'm gonna fiddle around with this.
Respectable.
Yeah. The odds on Hovland are good. I'm fat right now. I'm gonna go ahead and throw some money on Hovland.
You know who that's? Robin Leonard.
Sure. Yeah.
The Sabres had all the picks. Oh well. Why do we need? Why do we need all of these picks? Let's just get a goalie. And how do you look at that? Guy won a Vezina trophy after he left.
Yeah. Yeah. All that said, like, I sound like I'm being very carefree about it, but it's within reason, right? For a quarterback, you want to move heaven and earth and give up next year's stuff and whatever. Yeah. Okay. That's a shoot your shot territory where basically if you miss, you're getting fired.
Bryce Young.
So go for it. You know, you want to go for it, go for it. And the Bills did that with Allen and they got paid off. And I think we're all pretty fortunate that they were aggressive and didn't sit there and wait for whoever was going to drop to them. Although I guess they could have just chosen Lamar Jackson, but I expected there was no chance in hell they were drafting Lamar Jackson after having moved on from Tyrod Taylor.
Me too.
Right. There's no chance of that happening.
We agree.
And you know,
for once,
they were wrong about that.
Do we know if they needed to move up for Allen? I don't think I do. They went from 12 to 7 for Allen. I don't think I do. I mean, you never know who else could have moved up.
Right, I don't know.
The Chiefs and Mahomes was from 27 to 10.
Where did Arizona...
10.
Right.
Rosen?
So, yeah, do they take Allen instead of Rosen? Maybe.
I don't know. Somebody, yeah. We should know that.
I don't know.
Answer by now.
Yeah.
So they're whoever did that is in his fifth job since that job.
Well, right, because they obviously missed on that, and it lasted a year, and then they drafted the... I won overall.
They drafted Murray next year.
Yes. That's how badly that went. So
coach got fired 1 year.
Never really heard the stories about where they stood on.
I don't think I know. I never thought about it.
Yeah.
Because we all just took it as like a given that it's not a given, but it's okay. This is what you do. The Bills had also gone so long without making like a power move at quarterback. Then Mahomes happened the year before. Like, now you got to do it. They planned to do it. They did it. It was like just sort of built up to that. I'm not criticizing them for doing it mostly, but I don't know. It's usually bad strategy. Except when it works, you know, like so many things in life.
Right.
Like gambling on hat tricks.
Right.
Dare I say it in front of you. It pays pretty good.
I would never dispute it.
It pays pretty good, but you're right.
The hits are legendary. You're going to live forever with the hits.
That's right.
The misses, whatever. Don't look over there.
No.
Nothing to see
never
over
mind
there.
That.
Don't look at the column that's what you've thrown in there. Don't do that.
No, never. Look away. 803-0550, talking draft. We'll be doing it all day. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog here. Jeremy, Joe, this is not the order. Jeremy, Joe, Sal, and Nate joining us between 4 and 6:30, one at a time. Thanks for listening. Talking draft, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
I think Sean McDermott is a defensive-minded head coach, certainly believes in that. And the Bills, it's not new, right? Like, they've tried to keep a deep, deep rotation of pass rushers. They've always invested in the position, at least in my opinion, since McDermott and Dean have been there. But certainly, I think they're going to keep refilling the cupboard, if you will. It'll be D lineman at 30, whether that's edge or D tackle. I think you could make the argument for either or. And then I expect to see an early emphasis on the defensive backfield as well.
A guest of ours from earlier this week, Justin Mello from the Draft Network, week away and change from the first round of the NFL Draft next Thursday night. Today, our annual WGR pre-draft special. We've got Sal Capaccio at 4, Jeremy White at 4:30. You can see them both on our YouTube and Twitch stream. Then Nate Geary at 5 and Sneaky Joe at 6. Both will be in studio with us today. This is also the last night of the NHL regular season. The Sabres host Philadelphia. We'll have a shortened pregame show. Brian Koziol will take it at 6:30 after our draft stuff is over. There's not one meaningful game in the league.
No.
Last night of the season. No. Everything's all set.
Matchups are set. The schedule is out. And, it's all done.
The Sabres-Flyers game is maybe the most meaningful game of the night.
Draft pick status.
There's a 1% swing on the line for lottery odds.
That's huge.
Do you know who the cup favorite is?
Sorry, if the Sabres end up behind the Flyers, they can just trade up ahead of them.
Yeah.
Shit I did there? Huh?
Yes.
Get
Dallas, last time I asked you, it was Dallas. Dallas is no longer the cup favorite because they've lost their last 7.
Yeah.
You know who is?
I honestly don't. I haven't looked.
Carolina. What?
Good luck with that. Carolina's not winning the cup.
Neither Washington nor Winnipeg, the two number ones, are in the top 5 of the favorites.
That doesn't exactly surprise me, I guess, in either case. More Washington than Winnipeg. Because Washington, I think there's reasons to wonder whether you should really trust it. They had a lot of emotion with the Ovechkin chase and all that, and I just don't know. I'm not sure how much I want to trust them, but I do. I mean, I'd be pretty surprised if Montreal upset them, with all that said. So their matchup certainly is pretty favorable. Winnipeg is all about whether Hellebuck can do it in the playoffs. That's almost entirely what that's about. And a very stacked Western Conference, too, I think, probably plays into that.
It's interesting to me that both Washington and Winnipeg are outside of the top 5 favorites, even though they're both pretty good round 1 favorites. It's not Colorado-Dallas. It's not Florida-Tampa. It's not even Toronto-Ottawa. Like, they both have pretty good odds to win in the first round. Carolina is the cup favorite because of this. New Jersey in the first round. Like, they have a good start in terms of their odds. So they and Colorado. Colorado's right there with Carolina, despite playing Dallas
right
in the first round, which looks good on the Avs.
Well, Carolina could benefit, I mean, just from the East eating itself, right? I mean, a couple of good teams are, well, at least one good team between Tampa and Florida is going to get eliminated. So that thins the herd there. And, you know, Toronto-Ottawa to me is not like an easy series for Toronto. So, I think that the path in the East and Washington, I think, not being a real force, even though they had whatever 110 points or whatever they ended up with, that like the pathway for Carolina and even their first round matchup. I mean, New Jersey's down their best player and they have been for months already, but like that's not changing. And I think I just wonder if all things were equal and the Devils had Jack Hughes and that series was maybe a tighter one. Maybe Carolina isn't the favorite, but I think it lines up that like they've got, to me, I don't like them, but I'd be surprised if they can't handle New Jersey in the first round.
Okay. Next Thursday, round 1 of the NFL draft, Jeremy and Joe will be out for the draft party. Resurgence?
They've got two different things. Jer's doing a thing on Friday at Wayland. I'm not sure where the thing Thursday is.
Last year was Resurgence.
Yeah, I'm not positive.
I think they're back there.
Yes.
So the Bills don't have their own draft party, right, this time? They may have in the past, but I haven't seen anything about like an official.
Me either, but that might be like a season ticket holder email type thing.
I haven't seen a word.
Yeah.
If there is, please let me know, because I'm working off the assumption that they're not having like their own official.
I know they had one when they picked Josh Allen because people booed.
I was in the field house once or twice for those. The EJ pick. Yeah, when they picked Allen, maybe it was in there. And remember the next day, holy cow, fans did not know what to do. The Browns are having a draft party this year. Did you know about this?
I did not know. Oh, no, I did not know anything specific.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports,
you can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirectTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Specific. I'm not surprised to hear a team is having a draft party, but I don't know anything about what they're doing.
They're having it at the Guardians Stadium.
Okay.
And there's a concert before the draft.
Okay.
If you get there at 6,
right,
every season ticket holder of the Browns gets one ticket to the draft party for as many tickets as they own.
Okay, so if you have 6 season tickets, you get 6 tickets to the draft party.
Yes.
And that includes the concert?
It's all free. The concert's at 6, and the draft is at 8. And it's a full concert.
Okay.
Journey.
Really? See, I was going to guess Drake.
Drake?
I don't know.
You're not impressed? I know you don't like Journey like I do, but is that pretty good? Like, the Browns are giving their fans a draft party with a Journey concert included. That's not pretty good?
Yeah, it's fine.
I'm not saying the Bills should. The Bills pick 30th.
It's fine.
The Browns pick second.
Oh, boy. The Bills pick 30th. Yeah, they need like a Bruce Springsteen and the E Street Band 3.5-hour show if they were going to have a concert.
Starting at 8.
Starting at 8. Right. That would run you right up to around when pick 30 is going to be. So yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, that would be a tough one there.
It's pretty good, though.
Yeah, it's fine.
Your Journey bias, it's just a problem here. Because, you know, you're against the band. I mean, a band you like that's sort of equivalent in terms of fame and, like, you know, interest, that would be pretty good if they came to Cleveland on the ballpark, yeah, on the field, and had a concert before the draft. You'd go to that.
Mike, it's just that you don't, we've never really talked about this. I never really wanted to admit it. I love Steve Perry so much, and I just can't really stomach Journey without him singing.
Okay.
So it's just not, to me, it's not Journey.
I wanted a little bit of a better reaction from you, even though I knew you didn't really care for Journey. Just thinking, like, that's a pretty good job by the Browns.
I'm using fine, I think, in its almost exact correct context here. Fine.
No,
it's fine.
No, you're not.
It's fine.
You're making it sound like it's just nothing.
No.
It's replaceable. Journey is replacement level. If they had anybody else, that'd be the same thing. That's kind of the Cook point. That when I use fine for Cook, that's my take.
That is how I feel about it. You could plug in any number of washed up has-beens 70s/80s rockers into that spot, and I'd be the same. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, that's what I'm accusing you of.
That's the point. Yeah, fine.
But objectively, on a level of just like, here's a prominent act before the NFL draft. Outdoor concert for free. Okay. I've gotten as far as I'm going to get here.
Prominent? Popular.
They're not prominent.
They're popular.
What's the difference?
Prominent means important. Like, they're still actively making music that people care about and not just being a live human jukebox for songs that are 50 years old.
That's what prominent means?
That's how I feel like prominent. Like, they're important in the music scene. Journey's not important in the music scene. They're good. They're fine. People like them. I've softened on, like, I, you don't have to like what I like. I'm not going to like what you like. I'm not going to judge you harshly. You like Journey? That's good. I don't think they're prominent.
Yet, if you are a Cleveland Browns fan and a season ticket holder, and the Browns announce, we're having a draft party at the baseball stadium, they have the second pick. There's a lot that can happen here. Mm-hmm. Travis Hunter is a very exciting player. They're almost definitely going to draft Travis Hunter. That's a great night. You know, you're used to losing.
Sure.
Your best nights are in the offseason. Here's a draft party at the ballpark. And by the way, we're giving you Journey full concert before it starts. I'd be pretty happy. Like, that's me liking Journey. But even if it was a band I didn't care about, but you told me, no, they're prominent, they're important, they're actually good, you know, there's no joke to be made here. But you're like, wow, if the Bills did that, I have to tell you, that's pretty good. Like, maybe next year, can we do this next year? Here. Not Journey, although we did talk the one day about what would be the right event to open the stadium, right. And Journey was like sort of a good little middle ground for big enough, but also, you know, not too big.
And not like divisive in any way. Like, that's why, you know, that's maybe the best thing about it is that it's sort of vanilla and not like the best vanilla, more like vanilla bean. It's just sort of like, okay, here you go. No one's going to be mad about this. It's, you know, that's fine. It's fine. Me, if I was a Browns fan, I'd know I can miss the initial wave of traffic and show up at 7:30 and I'm all set.
just no respect for the Browns doing a cool thing, whether it's Journey or someone else. Just like, here's a draft party. Here's a free huge band before the draft just for free. Here you go. Here you go, fans. I'm impressed. I mean, you're not. I'm impressed. We've got Sal coming up at 4, our annual NFL pre-draft party. Or not party. I'm stuck on the party. Special. It's not a party at all, is it? Even with Sal involved, it's really still not quite to the level of the party.
I'll tell you what, the kind of mood I'm in, apparently I'm argumentative. There's no question about that. Today, I'm going to strive to elevate this thing to party level. That's what I'm hoping to
do. Is that what you want when you go to a party? Is someone to argue with you?
That's what you want?
I'm thinking about going to this party later. Hopefully, there'll be someone there that'll just punch me in the face.
Let me go find some gin.
That'd be great.
Is there a gin cupboard out there?
If there is, let me know. Sal at 4, Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR. Caller 5 right now, 716-221-4WGR. That's 4947. Wins a pair of lawn tickets to see Breaking Benjamin and 3 Days Grace at Darien Lake Amphitheater, September 17th, courtesy of Live Nation. Tickets are on sale now at livenation.com. What was that sandwich you brought in?
That was chicken salad.
Homemade?
Yes.
Bread?
I
know, yes or no, yes. What kind of bread?
I'm trying to think of what it's exactly called. Peasant? It's like a lighter, it's like an Italian bread kind of, but a little sturdier than Italian bread, I guess I would say. Like the loaves you get from the bakery at the grocery store.
It's DiCamillo?
Yeah. But it's a little, it's heartier than that. Like it's, so.
Okay.
Yeah, we're big fans. We buy it. We get it all the time at Dash's.
That bread,
yeah.
And you make the chicken salad.
Heidelberg. My wife made the chicken salad. We had, whatever. You don't need to do all the
mayonnaise.
Bread. Yeah, there's definitely mayonnaise there.
Hellman's.
No, we're a Duke's house.
Duke's. Black pepper, celery.
I don't think there was celery in there because I don't think we had any celery in the house when she whooped this up. We were just,
mustard powder.
I can't tell you. I don't know. It was definitely better than if I had made chicken salad.
Okay.
She's going to put stuff in there that...
rotisserie chicken?
Is more than... No, these were just chicken breasts, boneless breasts that we had. We were going to have a dinner. We ended up not having a dinner. The chicken needed to be cooked. She cooked it. We had some of it with salads, green salads. And then there was still enough left over that she made chicken salad.
That's the way to do it.
So I've been cleaning it up.
Very smart.
So there's enough probably. We'll see how tomorrow goes. I mean, I don't want to plan lunch already, but there's a chance that I'll have a chicken salad sandwich tomorrow. Unless somebody else beats me to it. There's enough left for one more sandwich.
Maybe you'd make me one, and I'll make you what I had today and bring that in, and you can have it.
What did you have today?
Olive loaf.
Yeah, you can.
Olive you loaf. Can, here we go.
Wow, I'm going to swear.
Here we go. Olive loaf, fresh provolone, Hellman's, of course, the Weber's horseradish mustard, and the DiCamillo. Very similar to yours, only olive loaf instead of chicken salad.
And the second best mayonnaise.
Okay. Not the one that everybody knows.
Listen,
again, Journey's not cool.
Don't
vanilla
sleep,
bean ice cream
don't
is
sleep
bad.
On, don't sleep on
and
Dukes.
Now Dukes apparently Dukes. Is like, where's Ross when you need him?
Dukes.
Apparently. Dukes.
What?
Not everything can be just like better.
Yeah.
Niche wise.
Yeah.
Is that the general rule though? Like if it's the most popular, it's bad. Is that what we're doing?
No,
here?
Hellman's. I don't really. I honestly don't really have a mayonnaise preference. But we started. Dukes is available where we shop, and we've pivoted to Dukes. But I have honestly, you made this with Hellman's? Like I would never. I don't care that much at all.
Okay.
It's not that important.
Text just in. These are the worst two sandwiches I've ever heard of.
Yeah.
Dan Sontag.
Olive loaf
there's not,
definitely
there's not
is.
Even mustard on yours.
Olive loaf. There's the plastic fruit that is in fruitcake in olive loaf, I think. It's just the most disgusting thing you could ever eat.
How would you even know?
Because I've seen it.
From like a distance?
I've seen it in the deli.
I'm bringing it in tomorrow.
I've seen it.
I got a picture of today's.
I'm not wasting a delicious chicken salad sandwich made by my wife.
On me.
On you in exchange for a sandwich that I just absolutely will not enjoy eating. This is no chance.
I don't know. Last night, I'm not really like, this has come up before. I know our friend who keeps track of our football picks has a picture of Olive Loaf in his icon because of something I said once. I'm not like a junkie for it or anything, but I do have these moments where, you know, like, yes, last night I had one. Like, I want that. And today I went and got it. Boom.
Good for you.
Thank you. Yes.
I also like some disgusting things. Just Olive Loaf is not one of them.
Bologna. Who thought of it? Bologna with olives in it. That's kind of amazing, an amazing idea to ever come to fruition. Somebody's idea was, let's take bologna and stuff it with olives, with green olives. I don't know, it works. I'm here to say it works.
Oh, it works. If I'm looking to clean myself out, it works. That's it for me. No, but like
dog liked it.
Like I would cop.
That's the true test.
Wait, who liked it?
The Margo.
Oh well,
I gave her a small piece.
Sure, yeah. Like I think liverwurst is pretty disgusting, but I love it. But I eat it, especially with onions, and I just feel like I'm gross. I think I smell like this sandwich now, and I enjoyed eating it very much, but now I feel a little gross.
Well, tune in tomorrow. Find out what happens then.
Please always
tune in for
in
a
tomorrow.
Sandwich report. How do you like Sontag? Never quits.
No, that's right.
You ever hear from him? Kids get born, marriages, deaths, buy a house, big events, job changes. No, never.
No,
calls you. He calls you when you mention a food. This is one of our first producers ever, by the way. A brilliant, hilarious guy. That's when you get to hear from him, is when you mention a food item on the show.
Well, you did say the word mustard in describing your sandwich, and that's probably what set him off.
But he included yours.
I know, but I bet he wouldn't have texted you if you wouldn't have said mustard. I think mustard is like his, that's his signal. That's it. Like I gotta call him.
I've got to object.
Mike said mustard.
I've got to call in.
This man hates mustard. Way more than I hate Journey.
That's definitely because right. I'm hate Journey.
I'm more like Journey neutral.
You just hate their fans. For liking them. You don't hate Journey. You hate their fans for liking them. You feel like they're just a bunch of rubes.
I'm not sure I want my.
You don't know your music.
I'm not sure I want my name on that, but it might be right.
Sal is back. He will start us off. Bulldog calls it a party. Our pre-draft special. Starting after the update, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.